96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Wisconsin Council on Forestry says it needs more information before weighing in on the Forestry Revitalization Act. The proposal would give state tax credits and bonding to build a production plant in Hayward to turn woody biomass into sustainable aviation fuel, also known as SAF. During the council forestry meeting last month, Chair Tom Hiddle said he testified at the bill's October Senate hearing.
The summary of that position was that while we're supportive of industry initiatives that support, develop, and diversify our industry, we didn't have enough information at the time with regards to the with regards to SAF in general and with regards to the bill specifically to weigh in.
Council member Adina Rissman presented slides for the council that goes over SAF. Several members were concerned about whether there is enough woody biomass in the region to supply the plant. Council member Jim Hoppe, who represents the paper and pulp industry, says that there was a shortage in woody biomass this spring. He added that the new plant would compete with existing industries that use woody biomass, but would receive incentives that other industries don't. Others like Henry Schenenbeck, executive director for the Great Lakes Timber Professional Association, says that the competition will be good for the declining logging industry and doesn't think the project will deplete anything.
At least not as far as I can tell. Right now, we're losing more to natural mortality than what we're harvesting by a big percentage. So we should be utilizing that, not just letting it go to waste.
The council plans to compile lingering questions about the bill and discuss them with experts during their next meeting on January 27th. Things are beginning to look festive in Madison. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
You know it's the holiday season when there's a big tree in the Wisconsin State Capitol. Every year, there's a special ceremony to turn on the lights. The La Crosse Central High School Band had the honor of kicking things off. This year's celebration centered around the governor's proclamation that 2025 is the year of the kid. The tree's called the Learning Tree and honors students and educators all over Wisconsin. The guests of honor included Mr. Peanut's real name, Rodney Esser, who's been the custodian at Park Elementary School in Cross Plains for 61 years.
I just love what I do. Every morning, these little people will come into school, and it isn't limited just to little people who throw hugs at me and high fives and fist bumps, staff as well.
Green Bay West High School teacher Ellie Hines-Radue talked about what's kept her going after more than three decades.
36 years in the classroom, I think you can trust me when I say it's love.
The 30-foot-tall balsam fir came from farmers in Oconto County. It's decorated with hundreds of ornaments made by students from all over the state. Elmer Moore Jr., the executive director of the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority, got to do the countdown.
3, 2, 1.
Wisconsin's Capitol Holiday Tree has been nominated for USA Today's 10 Best Public Holiday Lights Displays. We'll find out who makes that top 10 list on Wednesday. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Department of Natural Resources is seeking public input as they update the state's turkey management plan. The current turkey management plan was adopted in 2015 and contains information on wild turkey ecology, the history of turkeys in Wisconsin, and the future goals of turkey management throughout the state. But the plan expires this year. The DNR has developed a turkey management plan committee to start the revision process, which includes representatives from tribal agencies, hunting organizations, conservation partners and Congress members, technical staff from the DNR, and federal agencies to have a wider perspective on Wisconsin's turkey season. The Turkey Management Plan Committee will review feedback and work on developing a first draft of the Turkey Management Plan. Then the draft will be open for public review and comment before moving to the Natural Resources Board. Public comments are accepted through December 18th and can be submitted on the DNR's Turkey Management webpage. Wisconsin health officials are reminding residents that the open enrollment period for health care will close in a couple of weeks. The Wisconsin Office of the Commissioner of Insurance Officials are encouraging residents to begin evaluating their coverage options as soon as possible, amid potential rate increases with the expiration of the Affordable Care Act tax credits. They're also warning residents that if they enroll for a health care plan after December 15th, their benefits would not begin until February and leave them with a gap in coverage for January. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
The Packers over the Bears in a thriller. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, Green Bay over Chicago, 28-21. Bears quarterback Caleb Williams attempting a pass in the end zone to tie the game up, but Packers defensive back Keyshawn Nixon with the interception to clinch the win. I asked him what he saw.
We was in like a zero call, and my guy went behind the backfield, and I was chasing. I saw the tight end free, so I knew he was the only person to get the ball. So I just ran to me through the ball. I thought he was going to overthrow it over me, and then I jumped, and I was like, oh, I can't grab it. I just grabbed it.
The Packers now 9-3-1, back in first place in their division. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Took a full 60 minutes, and we're fortunate that we made a play when we needed to at the end of the game. But, it was a back-and-forth battle, particularly in that second half.
Up next, they're on the road to Denver to face the Broncos. College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers beat Marquette over the weekend. Tomorrow, they fly to Nebraska to play the Cornhuskers Wednesday night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy with a few scattered snow showers today. Our high right around 18 this afternoon. Tonight, light snow. We may get an inch or two by the time everything winds down. And then tomorrow, more light snow with around an inch, maybe a little more, especially north. Our high tomorrow, 28. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.